never isolate yourself. That's where Satan wants you to be. He wants to use that against you. He wants to tell you it's safe here, but it's not.
Do you ever feel isolated and alone? Well, going through life in community is very important. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Anne White speaks from her experience.
I knew what God's word said about two are better than one. We're to encourage one another, pray with one another, lift one another up. But I had no clue how coming out of isolation was going to change my life. And so I encourage everyone to find safe people in your life that you can tell everything to.
So why not pray and ask God who that might be?
Maybe someone you already know. It may be someone that you're going to get to know that God's going to bring into your life. But coming out of isolation brings so much freedom. You just have no clue until you do it. And being transparent and vulnerable is difficult. It's scary. But that's why it takes courage. And when the more you do it, the more you exercise those courage muscles, the more you're going to be able to do it. And to a point today, now, just a mere 4 years later, when this all began, almost 4 years ago, now today, I can get up and tell audiences of 700 and 800 people, and I can get on radio, and I can get on television, and I can talk about, you know, the difficult things without shame, self-condemnation, without any fear. And so I've exercised those courage muscles. So I encourage everyone, never isolate yourself. That's where Satan wants you to be. He wants to use that against you. He wants to tell you it's safe here, but it's not.
You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. You're not alone. Do you want to hear more encouraging stories? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.